Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW, shir number 137, Ba'ez Pnimi, shir for women, shir number 137. In the last shir, we discussed the importance of doing what you can to meet your husband's sexual needs. We talked about that even in those situations where you say no, you should be clear about the reason. Maybe it's fatigue, maybe it's your fear your kids will overhear at this point, or whatever it is. Instead of withdrawing, communicate and graciously explain what the no is all about. That's not an open-ended silence here. And so that your husband does understand what the issues are, and so that you'll agree together to hold it off for tonight or whenever, but they promise to try again in the next day or within the next day or two in a real way, and they do that. Another thing is to take on a challenge of trying to be more intimate, 20% more than you are now. Again, maybe if I'm talking to younger couples or couples that they are often together, this is not negeya, but in many, many marriages, this is needed. This is definitely needed, where a wife should certainly try to increase deciding to be more physical, sexual with one's husband, 10 or 20% more than what it is now. And again, it goes with an emotional connection, a spiritual connection, but that is very important. And then when in those matzavim where you said no and you explained the reasons for no, you follow up with the promise, not right now, but soon, not right now, but a little later, and so on and so forth, but follow through on that later. Don't make it open-ended that it becomes never. And because that really creates a distance, an emotional distance between a husband and a wife. If the no, which is perfectly okay in many instances, or to push it off, which is perfectly okay in many, many instances, but if it's an open-ended no, so that, you know, you're just hoping, oh, the next night will also be a no, or he'll forget about it, and so on and so forth, it creates a distance and a lack of connection. So it's very important, even with the sometimes that you have to say no, to still be sensitive to each other's needs, to your husband's needs, to show empathy. And that's very, very important. Another important need, we explain this to the men for their wives and the wives for the husband, is the spiritual connection. The spiritual connection is part of an emotional connection as well that creates a closeness. Now, that does not mean that their hashkafas need to be exactly the same. It also does not mean that if, let's say, he's struggling to get up late, that you harp on it. Doesn't mean that either. You use a seichel and a sensitivity when handling certain things that you feel your husband gets stronger on. It's not a matter of criticism. It's a matter of encouragement. Encouragement meaning that you both together deepen your emuna, deepen your bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You tend to his neshama and his innermost beliefs, and you share yours, and together, that creates an unbelievable bond. The Baal Shem Tov's Yisoid is that the physical and the spiritual are deeply connected to one another. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of it. The sexual side will be enhanced if you enhance the spiritual side the right way. Because the panemius of the Tachlis of the Bria is the connection of Hashem with the Shekhinah, of Knesset Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every chasen and kalah represents the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, a mashpia and a mekabel. Every marriage is that. Therefore, every spiritual growing together, sir, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, creates a deep bond, physically as well, sexually as well, together with the emotional connection. There is a definitely, according to marriage researchers, a correlation between one's spiritual journey and one's satisfaction in marriage. And again, they don't have to be exact in their hashkafa. They even could differ to a great degree, but there is a oneness there. Just like women want to connect to men with the deepest part of them, the spiritual part, it's the body and soul together, men want this too. They both want it. You know, and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. And not only that, again, this sounds strange, but working on the spirituality, emuna, betachin, and deeply connecting spiritually will improve your sexual life as well. You don't put each other down. You realize Hashem is part of the picture with everything. You're united with davening. You bring that third shutef, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into your marriage. a wife, both husbands deep down desire to pursue Hashem with their spouse together. A wife could be more attracted to her husband when he provides spiritual leadership, but the other way around too, he is becomes physically and even sexually attracted when the spirituality is developed in a healthy way. You ask each other what you need spiritually, how they could help each other in Ruchnius as well, emotionally and physically too. But sometimes it could be with learning together. Now learning together, you have to know every couple is different. With some people, it creates more stress. Some people, it enhances it beautifully. Sometimes it's davening together. Davening at the same time for their own children or for their own marriage. Or doing a chesed together for other people. There's a study that many, many husbands and wives wish they could talk more openly with their spouses about these spiritual matters, about deep things that mean a lot to them. You pray for your husband. You pray for your husband. You pray with your husband. You set time sometimes to daven together at the same time. And you ask Hashem to bench your husband. You encourage your husband spiritually in every way, shape, or form. Give him feedback. I'm proud of you for what you're doing and the good things that he does spiritually. Focus on his milus spiritually. On his soul, kayach, the kayach in his neshama. You focus on the positive and his potential, and you bring it out. Wives have special gifts that they're able to bring out the special potential in their husbands and develop it. They're able to develop it in their soul. To practice forgiveness to one another, to be meichel each other. Ask Hashem to soften our hearts to be meichel each other. And you tell Hashem, I'm meichel. And you ask Hashem, please Hashem, help soften the heart of my husband to be meichel me. And we will all be meichel each other. This will bring a tremendous amount of emotional warmth. The aspect also besides the spirituality part of it is the romantic part. Again, romance is used in a negative way often. We'll use instead the term emotional warmth. You should know with men, basically, they do equate very often the sexual, physical connection with the romantic and healthy emotional warmth. We explained that in the previous yorum. For most men, stereotypically, that's the way it is. That opens their heart emotionally. The sexual activity opens their heart emotionally. And sometimes it's the food you provide them. Sometimes it's the other emotional support you give them. But very often it's the sexual that opens their heart to the emotional connection with you. With most women, it's not like that. With most women, the sexual comes later. And primarily in the beginning, it's the quality time together and the emotional warmth together. So you work with each other towards it. He'll provide more of the emotional warmth prior and after and during. And you provide sometimes, even when you're not up to it, to involve yourself sexually. Like we said many, many times, very often when you're not in the mood, but you get to a point where you're open to it, very often what happens is, Michelle Wien and Davis talked about it a lot, at the end, while they're interacting, it ends up being that the wife enjoys it a lot more than the husband, even though he was the one initially interested. It's allowing it to experience it, allowing it to happen. The emotional connection, of course, is very important. We discussed this when we talked to the men about it. There's nothing to talk about. It's extremely important. To the men also, we explain that the sexual cannot be an end in and of itself. We talk about it very clearly. Otherwise, it becomes empty. It becomes dull. It becomes about taking rather than giving. So it's very, very true that one needs to have a balanced look in this, combining the spirituality with the physicality of things. There's this person, Dr. Phil, that is popular. Some people love him and swear by him. The other people dislike it because they think it's all commercialized and nonsense, you know, just fluff. In reality, he does say a lot of wise things. He says something interesting. He says that 2/3 of couples characterize that the mundane chores create tremendous emotional connection. Whether it is taking out the trash, bathing the kids together, working on it, doing the dishes together, working on each other that way. That creates a strong emotional bond, even a sexual bond. The honesty, the listening, the giving, the respect, the tenderness, all associated with love. Very, very healthy. Very, very healthy. So the idea being is that the husband needs to do this, the wife needs to do this, they both need to do this together. And by doing these acts, it creates a healthy emotional thing. Now, sometimes we talk to the men, they feel that this mushiness, the reason why they don't want to be romantic or emotionally connected, they view it as sort of a weakness or they're uncomfortable with it. They say this mushy stuff is not for me. Sometimes men feel that way. The real reason men often feel that way is because they feel intimidated by it. They fear rejection. Maybe they asked in different ways and subtly hints and they got rejected. I'm too busy, I'm too tired, and they were pushed off. And they withdraw. It could be that that's the case. You have to explore that. If that's the case, you work on it in a way where he feels safe to show his emotional vulnerable side. And while women are naturally more vulnerable, more emotional, more for that emotional, quote-unquote, mushy stuff or whatever it may be, many women also, this generation, will block it themselves. They don't allow themselves to feel that emotional aspect of it. Also, perhaps they were hurt in the childhood, teenage years, or by their husbands, it could be. Or because they just are dealing with other things that they don't want to get themselves, or they're not ready, or they're too tired or overwhelmed to deal with the emotional connection part of it. So it's very, very important that even though stereotypically it's the husbands that struggle with the emotional connectivity part of it more than the women do, but for many women, it's the emotional connectivity also is hard. It's hard for them to open up their hearts. And it's important for both of you to get to that vulnerable position to open up your hearts to one another. So main nekuda of this year, in the last year, to meet your husband's sexual needs as much as possible. And that opens up the emotional and spiritual aspects of it in a very important way. A no has to be combined with a definite later yes, an enthusiastic later yes, and keep to it and commit to it. The key really is with the emotional intelligence of one another to be empathetic with each other, to have empathy, to understand each other's needs as best as possible. And the unification spiritually is very, very important. These things enhance the physical sexual connection as well. As a marriage as a whole, you need the balance of all aspects of marriage together. It's a balance, but it is a healthy, healthy balance to combine the physical with the spiritual, with the emotional. And that is the goal. Bracha v'atzlacha.